Now let's escape to the movies. Jason DeRosso has joined me. Hi, Jason.
Good morning, Julie.
Now, you were with me in the gods at IMAX last night. Have you seen all the Harry Potter films?
I have not seen all of them. No, I've seen about three of them, the early ones. I haven't read the books either, so I was asking the people around me who were all hardened Harry Potter fans to fill me in about, you know, what had happened up to this point.
Who are, well, golly, yeah, they've had to have been good at praising.
It's quite complex.
Look, the makers of the lucrative British franchise have now split J.K. Rowling's final book, Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows, into two parts, I guess to eke out their box office busting franchise. This is part one. Harry, Ron and Hermione are very grown-up young adults now, and we can say goodbye to all those jolly British boarding school japes at Hogwarts. For the last few films, this saga has become darker and darker as they and some of their old pals battle Voldemort and his disciples and their plan to dominate the world. Voldemort now controls both their old school and, worse, the Ministry of Magic. Harry and his friends are in hiding as a latest attempt at a pogrom against the Muggles takes effect. I have to say, it's a pretty heavy-handed parable about Nazism and racial purity, I thought. What did you think, Jason?
Well, it is a little heavy-handed, but, you know, I saw a lot of subtlety in this film, which surprised me, and that's David Yates's direction. He's found in very small moments, I think, some considerable emotional impact, especially because this story does take in these interesting rivals that develop amongst this trio of heroes. And, you know, as young adults, they're battling against this incredibly bleak scenario. It reminded me of a World War II resistance story.
This is their sex at the end of the world. Not for these three. I must say, Hermione looks ever more fetching. Harry looks much better without his glasses. They should let him take them off more. And Rupert Grint, as Ron, is still Ron Weasley all the way. I think that persona will follow him throughout his film career. You said you had to get synopses from people around you. Do you think kids coming to this film, not having seen the others, would have a clue what was happening?
I was wondering about that. I don't know if kids would, but I think that adults might, because I found that at a sort of abstract level where you're only getting about half of the detail that's in this story, it still exerts a powerful, almost dreamlike allure, this film. It's got a wintry grimness to it that I found fascinating.
Yeah, there were two things I was very pleased to see in the film. One's the return of my favourite character, Dobby the house elf. He's the one that was liberated by Harry and Hermione and who used to go stomping around crusading for elves' rights at school. He's very endearing. The other, I thought, Yates did a brilliant job actually visualising the Ministry of Magic under the control of the Voldemort and his racial purists.
Yes, it was like something from Terry Gilliam.
Yeah. I think they could be an interesting combination. It was slow, however. I could have done without some of those shots, bleak and magnificent as they are, of the trio endlessly gazing into the horizon from various craggy peaks across what I assume were the British Isles. Now, here's a quick quiz, Jason. What is a Horcrux?
Now, if I've done my research properly and I was watching attentively, it is some kind of magical talisman that Voldemort uses.
Okay, that has to be destroyed. I'll pass that.
Okay.
Dust. Your verdict?
It is one for the fans, but if you do happen to get dragged along, and I know many of you will be dragged along to this, I think you'll be pleasantly surprised.
I quite enjoyed it. I miss the humour of the earlier films. It's not quite up there with Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix, but hey, it does pass the time, if sometimes slowly. Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows, Part 1, is screening everywhere, and it's rated M.
On Radio National, you're listening to Movie Time with the fabulous Julie Reed.